We are in a reasonably busy period in South Africa's agricultural sector. In the central and the northern regions of the country, the farmers are busy preparing the land for the 2025-26 production season for mainly grains and oilseeds. And the type of grains and oilseeds that we plant in summer season are maize, soybeans, sunflower, sorghum, dry beans, peanuts, you name it. Those are the type of summer grains and oilseeds that we plant. But the summer season doesn't end there, because there's also a lot of vegetables that we also plant, although vegetables are primarily under irrigation. But if you think about the summer grains and oilseeds, only about 10% of South Africa is under irrigation. The rest is really rain-fed, which means then we are dependent on the summer rains. And for this upcoming season, the outlook is also just as positive. We know, for example, looking at the various weather forecasters, the international ones, as well as the domestic one, which is the South African Weather Service, they've all been signaling that we are now entering a La Nina weather phenomenon, which means then that between now and perhaps maybe up to the end of February or beginning of March 2026, we can expect above normal rainfall. There are areas whereby this rain may seem as excessive in certain times, but I don't think that they are something that we should worry about. In fact, during the La Nina period, we usually receive excellent season and excellent harvest. Think about the season that we are ending now, the 2024-25 production season. This was a La Nina rainfall season, and in fact, the rain took a much more prolonged period than it usually. It ended up raining through to the end of April, to an extent that by that time we were worried more about the quality of the crop. But overall, this helps on ensuring that we have a good season, because if you look at how much crop we have now, we have just under 20 million tons of grain when you're adding all of our summer grains and oilseeds, up 28% from last year, which then speaks to that benefit of the La Nina rainfall on ensuring that we get a good crop. But as I was saying, this is a busy period, because then there is that planting, which will be on summer grains, oilseeds. And in fact, in the eastern regions of the country, the farmers has already started. In about 3 weeks' time, I was driving around having a look at what's going on. And all the way from Gauteng, which is northern parts of South Africa, down to the Eastern Cape, driving towards the KZN, KwaZulu-Natal side, farmers were busy throughout this period, really on the ground and making sure that they are planting so that we can have an excellent crop and the crop can be on time, on schedule. From this coming month, which is November, from mid-November onwards, we will likely see increased activity even in central and the western regions of the country. Usually the season in the western regions of the country is between mid-November all the way to the end of the year. And I think that given that we've already received the early rainfall, and it does seem, as I'm recording this podcast on a Sunday, the 26th of October, that we may receive some good rains during the week. And if that happens, then that increases the soil moisture so that the guys can start with the field work. And in fact, the soil moisture level in South Africa are not as bad because of that long summer rainfall in 2024-25. That has enabled us to have quite healthy soil moisture levels, which allows then farmers to begin with their field work. Looking at all of these things, I think we are looking to have a fairly robust and a good agricultural season in South Africa. And I think the other positive about this time around is that the fuel prices are also coming down in November. And fuel is very important in agriculture, because when you think about the grain farmers' input costs, about 13% of their input cost is fuel. So if you see fuel prices coming down, that's a positive. It's also a positive for agribusinesses that are transporting grain and the other products across the country, because a large part of our products, over 70% of our grains, are transported by road. So fuel price is something that we look at to gauge and get a sense of where things are going. So it's a busy period because of that, and a busy period because of some activity in the vegetable side. But it doesn't end there, because in a few weeks' time, the table grape farmers will also start with some field work of harvesting and all of that throughout to the end of the year. And we will see also increased export activity towards the end of the year. So it's a busy period on summer grains, putting the seed under the ground, on horticulture, in fruits, the harvesting period, and of course the vegetables, others making sure that they are preparing also to plant. There are those dynamics. But what we're happy about now in terms of the fruit is that also when you look at what's going on in the ports in South Africa, for a long time we were complaining about the ports, inefficiencies, and all of the difficulties that we're experiencing in the ports across the country. But now there's been some positive improvement. I mean, we have to give the credit where it's due. And I think Transnet, working with organized agriculture, organized business, and many other stakeholders that are close to them, they've been able to enhance their activities at the ports to an extent that in the agricultural sector, we are pretty much happy with where things are. I know that some people may still have some problems in mining and the others, but if you're talking to people that are purely in the agricultural sector, we think that the activity has been pretty much good and has been pretty much healthy at the ports, and we see the benefits of the improvement on the efficiencies. Even if you're thinking about the export activity in the second quarter and the first quarter of this year, you did not hear much on agriculture, people complaining. The reason for that is because the efficiencies were better. So there is that positive. But it, again, doesn't end there, because in winter crops in South Africa are mainly wheat, barley, canola, oats. We plant these from the end of April going through all the way to June, depending on where you are in South Africa. And I think the early planted regions are starting to harvest. In fact, I'm sitting here now at my desk looking at the producer deliveries, which means the product that the farmers are delivering to commercial silos. And if you just look since this year started, the new marketing year for wheat started at the beginning of October. So we are 3 weeks in. And if you look at the data that is in there, it shows that about 45,000 tons of wheat have already been delivered to commercial silos. What this tells us then is that there is already some activity that is starting on the harvesting time. And I think if you think about the fuel price point that I made, that it will help us with those that are planting, but the easing fuel prices will also help us on ensuring that the farmers that are harvesting, they are able to harvest with a fairly better input costs. That is the guys that are in barley, in wheat, and in canola. But of course, the people that have started now are the ones that planted early in the season. We will likely see more activity in the harvesting in the coming months. How much crop are we expecting? If you add all of our winter crops, we are looking at a harvest of around 2 million tons. This is up 5% from last year. That is overall. But I mean, thinking about now, the wheat alone, wheat also is pretty much healthy in South Africa. The 2 million tons, in fact, is purely wheat, because when you add all of the other crops, we are just over 2 million tons. And on the wheat alone, we are up 5% from last year because of the big crop that is expected out of the Free State, parts of Limpopo, and parts of the Northern Cape. But when you add all of the other crop, we are just over 2 million tons, which is up 4% when you're adding canola, barley, and oats, and sweet lupins. That's that. But wheat of that is about 2 million tons, up 5% overall with winter crop, up 4%. So it's a busy time because of that harvesting. As to whether then the crop on the winter crop will end up where it is, I mean, that still is something that we are looking at and worried. We worried more about the Western Cape, because the Western Cape is a major grower of South Africa's wheat. About half of our wheat comes from the Western Cape, but a large portion of canola, barley, oats is also planted in the Western Cape. Why the Western Cape? The Western Cape is a winter crop growing region, and any of our winter crops, we plant them as a country in the Western Cape. But this time around, the weather conditions have not been as favorable to in parts of the Western Cape, which is why then we sit and sometimes we worry that perhaps the season and the harvest may not end up to where it is. Even now, thinking about that 5% improvement on wheat, the Western Cape harvest is down from last year's levels. The big benefit, we see it coming out of the Free State, Northern Cape, and the likes, which are under irrigation. The reason for the Western Cape, it's really that heavy weather conditions start, whereby there were periods of excessive rains and there were periods of really drier weather conditions. And I think these are weighing on the crop, weighing on wheat, but also the same with canola and the others. But I think also financially, it's going to be difficult for winter crop, because if you are in canola, some farmers had to plant twice or three times because of the snail infestation that the guys struggle with at the start of the season. So those are all of the dynamics that are there. But overall, this is a busy period because of that, because of harvesting on a winter crop, planting on summer grain and planting in some of the fruit, but also harvesting and exports in some of the fruits, but vegetables are planting on that. And with that, folks, let me stop there. And we'll come back with another segment on this monologue that we typically put out weekly on weekends. Thank you so very much for listening. And let me thank again the people that help to put this out. That is Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelsiwe Chabalala, and Amanda Murimbi. And do follow us on socials at Mkokeli Podcast, and follow myself on socials, Wandile Sihlobo, as well as the publisher of the podcast, that is the Financial Mail. Thanks for listening.